If an artist painted a picture of his sister and his dentist, you'd probably doubt it would be anything special. Of course, this picture did become famous. You've seen it, no doubt. And the backdrop for that masterpiece is a place people still come to farm country to see every day. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
No doubt you've seen this portrait. You may have just forgotten the name of it.
American Gothic is Grant Wood's famous painting that he did in 1930 of the father and daughter standing in front of the house with the big Gothic window in it, where he's holding the pitchfork and they're both looking very stern.
Holly Berg shares the story from the American Gothic House in Eldon, Iowa. She says it's the second most recognized portrait behind only the Mona Lisa. Many people wonder how Grant Wood found tiny Eldon, Iowa as the backdrop for the famous piece.
A friend of his named Edward Rowan, who owned an art gallery in Cedar Rapids, wanted to open an art gallery here in Eldon. He wanted to bring art to smaller communities throughout Iowa, and so he opened an art gallery here.
Wood taught a few art classes while in Eldon. The extra time in town allowed him to run into the backdrop for that famous painting.
There was a young artist from Eldon named John Sharp, and he had met Grant Wood at the University of Iowa previously, but they re-met while Grant Wood was here, and he offered to give Grant Wood a tour of the town one day after lunch, and they just happened to drive past this house, and Grant Wood was enamored with this large, fancy Gothic window in this tiny little white house.
So who were the couple in that painting?
Lots of people think that it was the actual people that lived in the house then, but it wasn't. It was, in real life, Grant Wood's sister and Grant Wood's dentist, and they both lived in Cedar Rapids. So he sketched out the house while he was here in Eldon, and then went back to Cedar Rapids and sketched his sister and his dentist, and then put it all together.
The house still stands and has become quite an attraction. We'll venture there next time as we travel the countryside. In Eldon, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.